If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Chicago Blackhawks get a Black Friday rematch with the team that gave them their greatest challenge in last season's playoffs. And though the Anaheim Ducks have struggled at times this season, the memory of that painful elimination in this building and on this ice surface is still fresh in the minds of every Duck player. Picked off by the Ducks defenseman Cam Fowler. Headman pass, Cogliano on a breakaway. Will Huck line with the backhand. Originated from the Duck zone from Fowler. Beat the Hawks to their own blue line and then bolted down the slot and beat Crawford with a backhand. The first shot of the game finds the net. It's 1-0 Anaheim. Desjardins will carry up the right side to the Hawk blue line. Works it rink wide. Trevor Van Riemsdyk gave it away to Perry on a breakaway down the slot. Shoots! Crawford makes the big save with the pads early on. That's the save of the game for the Hawks. As the puck pinballed out of there, the Hawks got a huge break as none of the Ducks had been following Perry down toward the Hawk net. Carl Hagelin to center ice. He snaps a long one in on Crawford. He blockered it away to the left wing corner. Hagelin in to get it there. Hit by Roosevelt. Hagelin put it in front. Horkoff shoots. Crawford a big blocker save. Oh, man, that was a point-blank chance from Horkoff. Crawford came up big. King got it back. High slot. Put it beside the net. Anisimov tries to tuck it in. And down is Gibson. He lays down and puts the pads on the ice and somehow stopped that shot from Anisimov, who was standing right next to the Duck net. And he was trying to somehow jockey it past Gibson. But Gibson, a big goaltender, somehow was able to get that one in his pads and his equipment and keep it out of the Duck net. Van Riemsdyk pokes the puck to Kruger, spins to center ice. Ducks get it back, penalty up. And Seabrook knocks Kessler down just inside the Hawk line, but the Ducks get the puck. Stewart shoots and scores. The Hawks had just come back to full strength, and Kessler at the left point was finished by Seabrook with a big body check, but somehow shoveled the puck into an area where Stewart could take a pass and send a tumbling puck past Corey Crawford. Stewart. It's now 2-0. Over to Fowler. He coughed it up. Hawks get it. Panarin a drive from the left circle. Shoulder save by Gibson. Loose puck in the slot. Taves pokes it out to the left. Point to Keith. Down to Kane along the left half boards. Send it across to Jalmerson. Hammers a shot from the right point. That hit traffic. Jalmerson again from the slot. Shoots. That's blocked. Hawks get the draw. Seabrook from the right circle pumps a shot. And Kessler lays down to block it. Now Hulsa drive. He scores! A power play goal for the Hawks. No shutout tonight for Gibson. The Hawks are on the board, trailing the Ducks 2-1 with 1:41 left in the third. Marian Hossa got all of that one. Here's Kane in the right circle. Saucer pass to Seabrook. Deep slot to Keith. Left circle. Fires. He scores! Duncan Keith with his second goal in as many games. And the Blackhawks have tied the game at 2. Beside the Duck net, passing to Corey Perry at center ice. A long shot from there hit Jalmerson in the foot, trickles into the Hawk zone. Wow. Terabyte and holds the puck, and those fans cheering in the background are Blackhawk fans. Thousands of them here in Anaheim, all cheering as the clock has run out to zeros, and the Blackhawks have salvaged at least a point out of this hockey game with a dramatic finish to the fifth third period. Seabrook now in the Hawk zone, racing through center ice over the Duck line. Seabrook put it in front and he's motioned. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! Artem Anisimov finishing off the Anaheim Ducks with a perfect pass from Seabrook. Happy Thanksgiving, Hawks fans! The Hawks win in Anaheim 3-2 in overtime. What a win for the Chicago Blackhawks.